Welcome to the May 29th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. I'm site editor Colin Steele. Just when you thought Oracle was softening its stance on third-party virtualization support, the company has gone back to its old ways. Back in April, Oracle said it would make its best effort to support its e-business suite running on virtualization offerings from third-party platform vendors. But after analysts and the media reported on this new policy, Oracle revised its statement to say hardware vendors instead of platform vendors, effectively ruling out VMware, Citrix, and Microsoft. Joining us now to discuss the news are Barb Darrow, our Senior News Director, and Ed Scannell, site editor for SearchOracle.com. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thanks, Colin.
Barb, why won't Oracle support third-party virtualization platforms?
Well, it's really trying to drive adoption of its own free Zen variation called Oracle VM, which it announced, I think it's 2 years ago. And to date, there are not a lot of takers. A lot of Oracle shops are also VMware shops.
So how do you see this policy affecting adoption of Oracle VM?
I don't think it's going to have the intended effect. You know, what Oracle decrees from Redwood Shores and what happens in the field are two different things. If you talk to Oracle partners, they'll say, look, if we've got a big customer running VMware and we can't replicate the problem on a physical machine, if that customer is big enough and is up for adoption renewal, then Oracle helps us. You know, they don't advertise the fact, but I think the little known piece of information here is that Oracle's sales force is really irate about this policy because it hurts them in their ability to sell against Microsoft SQL Server and other competitors.
Oracle has made a lot of virtualization-related moves recently with its acquisitions of Virtual Iron and Sun Microsystems. Ed, I understand there's some concern from Oracle and Sun shops about their licensing. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, people always seem to have a problem with Oracle licensing. What's kicking up the most dust most recently, though, is their acquisition of Sun. And what people are kind of bracing for is that with the acquisition, they're going to follow a pattern that they've had in the past, like when they bought J.D. Edwards, PeopleSoft, Siebel. When they did that, it gave them excuse to kind of go and visit some of these shops to look at their licenses to make sure that they were in compliance. And people are expecting that they're going to do the same with Sun. I think what brings a high level of tension to these visits, these reviews, is not only are they scheduled on a pretty short schedule, sometimes just 2 or 3 weeks, but it's very hard. The agreements, these licenses are really kind of complexly written, and it's hard for people to decipher exactly where they step over the line in terms of the legal amount of copies they're allowed to download contracts. Another problem is that they're going to use some of these reviews to maybe sneak in an audit on these people. And I think they'll not only start poking around in there to see if they're complying with their Oracle licenses, but also they're going to start to poke around with their Sun licenses. People are not going to be really prepared for that, and because they really can't decipher again where the line in the sand is drawn about legal copies versus copies that are not legal. It's going to be a problem for a lot of people, I think.
And those licensing issues are always a problem when it comes to virtualization, and I can only imagine that this will compound those issues. One last question for the both of you. With all these moves that Oracle is making, do you think that Oracle will be able to eventually become a major player in virtualization?
It's possible. I think VMware has its challenges ahead of it. It's got huge market share, but as some of us who've been around for a while have seen, companies can get knocked off that perch. And, you know, Microsoft is coming up its tailpipe with a cheap version of Hyper-V, you know, basically bundled with the OS. You know, most people will say, look, it's only a fraction of what VMware supplies. But sometimes, and especially in this economy, that's a lot. VMware forced a lot of people to sign 3-year deals going into last year with the anticipation of Hyper-V. When those deals come up, for a renewal, there could be a sea change here, and I'm sure that Oracle's got its eye on that. Oracle wants to get rid of other people. It wants its software in every part of the customer stack.
I think they have a shot at being a major player here, but they're clearly in fourth or fifth place behind people like VMware, Citrix, Microsoft. They've got the pieces here, I think, to do some work. They've got Sun with a lot of good virtualization technologies, most of which are aimed at the enterprise. I just bought Virtual Iron, whose strength is in the lower end of the market. So they've got a pretty balanced attack there. It'll depend on execution, and I think to some degree retaining the right people out there at Sun.
Thank you both for your time. For Barb Darrow and Ed Scannell, I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.